Travel and Lifestyles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus and talking today about a hotel in Detroit, Michigan by Detroit Airport, the Holiday Inn Detroit Airport, where I had the pleasure of spending a couple of nights a few months ago. And joining us on the line now is Angelique Fernandez, the sales and catering manager for the Holiday Inn Detroit Metro Airport. Welcome to Travel World, Angelique.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. How are you?
Oh, doing great. And a lot of pleasant memories of stopping off at the Holiday Inn Detroit Metro Airport. A lot of times people think of an airport hotel, but you're like a 24-hour going concern and bright and fresh as the day you opened.
That is right. That's right. That's the lasting impression that we want to have. Absolutely.
We have a lot of listeners who are in central Michigan. They're in southwestern Ontario, and you're a great place to start or end their vacation experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now tell us a bit about your park and fly packages, because people have an early morning flight or they arrive back late at night and they don't want to hit the highway, or they don't want to get up at 2 in the morning to hit the airport.
That's right. Absolutely. I agree. And that's one of the reasons why we definitely offer the park and fly package. How it works is included in the rate with the package deal. You get your room for the evening where you can decide to stay at the beginning of your trip or, like you said, at the end. Either way, it's up to you. It includes 7 nights of secured parking at an off-site lot, which is just across the street from us. Between the two, we both have shuttle services that run 24 hours. In the event that you're coming in late, our restaurant is still open. If you're spending the night, you don't have to go anywhere. It's just an awesome deal.
Well, that's what I'd say. It's a 24-hour property, because sometimes you stay at the airport and things close at 9 or 10 o'clock and say, hey, our flight got in at midnight. We want to go to the pool. We want to go to the whirlpool. Those facilities are open no matter what time of day or night you arrive.
That's right. Absolutely. If you know, and then for those ones that like to work out, the workout center is open 24 hours. The pool, the hot tub, the business center. If you're coming in late and you need to get some documents printed or do some last final touch-ups before Monday morning work, everything, 24-hour shuttle service. We don't stop. Our kitchen is open till 2 o'clock in the morning. We make sure that we take care of all of our travelers from beginning to end.
Yeah, that's like a full 20 hours in the restaurant. And I had like one of the best club sandwiches I have ever had. It was like brimming with the tenderest and freshest of fillings. The onion rings were great.
And it took you 20 hours to eat a club sandwich, Steve?
Yeah, it's like when they say there's an all-you-can-eat buffet. It's open from, you know, 6 to 10, and you get there at 6 and leave at 10, right?
Right. But you know what? It's really weird that you had that, because that is one of my absolute favorites on the menu, and you can even get it on a croissant. Oh, it's to die for.
Yeah, and there's so many different types of beers you can add to it.
We do. We have 32 different draft beers on tap. And there's no one in the area that's offering that, not even in the local bar. There's 32 on tap.
And very reasonably priced, because, again, sometimes airports, they think, oh, they have a captive audience. This is like street pricing, even better than street pricing. You don't have to go anywhere.
You don't. You absolutely don't. You know, and then especially because, and even speaking back to that park and fly package, if you're just driving down before your flight and you just want somewhere to park your car, you're spending $11 a day for parking. Some people are gone for, you know, 8-10 days, and that's $80. And for an extra $20-$30, you can get your room. You can, you know, just don't have to worry about it. The shuttle's here, and it's all taken care of.
Yeah, when you're starting your vacation or you're coming back from vacation, you don't need to have that whole thing, oh, I got to hit the road, or I got to get up at the crack of dawn.
And that's right.
Am I going to find the airport? And you have all that anxiety. Hey, you get there, arrive refreshed, relaxed, enjoy the night, and you get your vacation started a day early.
That's right, absolutely. And even, you know, you saw the property. We have our fireplace in the lobby where you can just come sit down and relax. Even if you don't want to partake in all the extra things that are going on, it's, you know, that's one of the things at Holiday Inn is stay you. You know, it's whatever, you know, you decide to do or whoever you are, you can just do you at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, this is the fresh look, the new concept of Holiday Inn that is unveiling itself across America and Canada right now. And you walk in and this is not the like the Holiday Inn of the 1960s. This
absolutely
is
not
the Holiday Inn of the 21st century.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, even it, as far as the rooms are concerned, you walk into the room, you need to leave your key card in the slot next to the lights to power on the lights in the room. It's definitely not your 1770 Holiday Inn. We are very modern and very up-to-date, and we're pretty proud of ourselves. We're brand new. We've only been open for a year. A lot of people don't know we're here, and for those that do know, they do have that mindset. We're like, you know, Holiday Inn, like, you know, because the ones before haven't been as modern, but, I mean, it's definitely worth just to come out and see us, because we will definitely change your mind about Holiday Inn.
Well, like, for example, the bathrooms, they have the full walk-in shower.
That's right.
So much easier to use than the traditional bathtub. I mean, Holiday Inn story, my father slipped once in a Holiday Inn bathtub, and I still laugh because he wasn't hurt, but I will always remember that particular property in New Hampshire because he slipped on the floor and he knocked off the roll of toilet paper, and some of the cuss words that he used cannot be repeated on the radio, but
I think you learned a whole new vocabulary.
Oh, yes.
Right.
But
well, let's be thankful that's the only thing he did knock off was the toilet paper roller,
yes,
right?
And I walked in there, and I can't stop laughing even to this day thinking about it. And that must have been good 30, 40 years ago. But these walk-in showers, plenty of room to put the amenities and the your face cloth. And you can, nice and bright, no, you know, you're not blocked in. So, again, this is that whole fresh, revamped look that the property exudes at every turn.
Absolutely, absolutely. I agree.
And I would say it's like at most 3-4 minutes to the airport terminal. You're right. You're right there in Romulus and Merriman Road. This is like right there.
Yep, we're less than a half a mile from the airport. So it's you're absolutely right. We are on Merriman Road. We'll actually take you to the airport. We're located on Merriman, and we're that last hotel on that strip before you actually pass the freeway into the airport. So
you can't miss it. Now, if somebody, it's also a great location because you're near the interstate. Somebody's coming just for a couple of days, coming in for visit family, friends, going to some of the great museums, the Chrysler Museum, the Ford. You're right there within minutes of everything there is to see and do in the Detroit metro area.
Yep, we're a block away from 94. 94 will get you everywhere from down to the casinos to the Ford Field where the Tigers are playing to the Henry Ford Museum. Like you said, we're very, very centrally located, and it works because there's so much more to do if you have the time to do it. And even if not, you know, if you're just flying out to the airport, we're right there too. So we definitely have what you need, but you just got to come and check us out because, like I said, we'll definitely change your mind.
Well, it's certainly baseball season. Last summer, I had a chance to take in a Tigers game. Great sight lines down on the first base side. And Dave Dombrowski, the general manager, former general manager of the Montreal Expos, and a good team and a lot of great action. So you'd really owe it to yourself to get down and see a Tigers game.
I agree. And especially, you know, for the kids, too. They love it. It's, you know, they have it where the kids can run the bases and just do all kind of cool things. They sign autographs. And, you know, it's just such a big experience to get to the Motor City. It really is.
You know, people have that image, oh, there's not, you know, they have that image of Detroit that there's maybe not to do, or that they have the old image of Detroit. But if there's any metropolitan area in America today that is really making a concerted effort to bring in the visitors. Detroit had like the highest growth rate in hotel occupancy in the United States last year.
We did.
Really coming across.
We did. And again, I think it has a lot to do with so many different things. And a lot of people don't know, you know, we have not just one or two, but three different really large casinos downtown. You know, the Tigers are playing. You have the Lions that are here. I mean, it's just, you have different restaurants. And, you know, even Greektown, you can get out and walk. And there's all up and down the strip for to see those restaurants, to see those casinos. And you don't even need to get in a cab. You can just walk it. It's beautiful. Absolutely.
It's totally a totally revamped and revised city. Now, if people want more information on the Holiday Inn Detroit Metro Airport, what website, what 800 number, what telephone number can they get more information at?
They can definitely get our information from Holiday Inn, or from our website. It's holidayinn.com. /Detroit Airport.
Oh, okay. HolidayInn.com/Detroit Airport.
Yes. That would be a front slash. A backslash would not work.
Front slash. Did I say backslash?
Yep.
I'm sorry. Absolutely right. It is a front slash.
Sorry. Backslash is something Ted Lindsay used to perfect when he played for the Red Wings in the 50s.
Right. Yeah. No, the forward slash. Absolutely right. Thank you for that, because that would have not been a good thing. So HolidayInn.com/Detroit Airport.
And oh, that's it?
And the telephone number?
They can actually, a lot of people don't like to necessarily do the 800 number. So they can even call our hotel direct. We're open 24 hours. There's somebody always at the front desk. Our number is 734-729-8400.
Oh, okay. 729-8400, just like the street address,
8400. 8400 Merriman Road, absolutely.
A great property, very friendly people, everybody from the front desk to the general manager, great hospitality. Thank you once again, Angelique Fernandez from the Holiday Inn Detroit Metro Airport.
Not a problem at all. I really appreciate you having me today, and thank you very much. Thank you to your listeners, and we hope to see some of you guys soon. Like I said, come and peek your head in. We'll definitely change your mind about the new and improved Holiday Inn.
Thank you for joining us today on Travel World.
We'll be right back.
From special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day.